40 days and 40 nights, thou wast fasting in the wild. 40 days and 40 nights, tempted and yet unbeguiled.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A very warm welcome to you all to St. Catharines and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this first Sunday in Lent. It's lovely to have you with us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. Today we begin our Lenten journey toward Easter as we are taken with Jesus into the wilderness. Following his baptism, Jesus goes into the wilderness where he considers how best to undertake his public ministry. Easy answers present themselves in the form of the temptations, but Jesus rejects them all. He is determined to remain faithful to his Heavenly Father and to follow only his ways. Called to work with Jesus, we too are faced with questions as to how we can exercise our ministry today. Like Jesus, we must seek always to follow the ways of God, to walk in his footsteps. And so we come before our Heavenly Father, opening our hearts to him in prayer. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you. No secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, Let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you plead with us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ fasted 40 days in the wilderness, and was tempted as we are, yet without sin, give us grace to discipline ourselves in obedience to your Spirit. And as you know our weakness, so may we know your power to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall die." Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God say, 'You shall not eat from any tree in the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Response to Psalm 32. Forgive us, Lord, the guilt of our sins. Happy are those whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Happy are those to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Forgive us, Lord, the guilt of our sins. While I kept silence, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. Forgive us, Lord, the guilt of my sin. Then I acknowledge my sin to you, and I did not hide my iniquity. I said, "I will confess my transgressions to the Lord," and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Forgive us, Lord, the guilt of our sins. Therefore, let all who are faithful offer prayer to you at a time of distress. The rush of mighty waters shall not reach them. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with glad cries of deliverance. Forgive us, Lord, the guilt of our sins. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Do not be like a horse or mule without understanding, whose temper must be curbed with bit and bridle, else it will not stay near you. Forgive us, Lord, the guilt of our sins. Many are the torments of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds those who trust in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Forgive us, Lord, the guilt of our sins. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death came through sin, and so death spread to all because all have sinned. Sin was indeed in the world before the law, but sin is not reckoned when there is no law. Yet death exercised dominion from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sins were not like the transgression of Adam, who is a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died through the one man's trespass, much more surely have the grace of God and the free gift in the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for the many. And the free gift is not like the effect of one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brings justification. If because of the one man's trespass, death exercised dominion through that one, much more surely will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness exercise dominion in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, just as the one man's trespass led to condemnation for all, so the one man's act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all. For just as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. Worship the Lord your God, says the Lord. Serve only him. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city, and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve only him.'" Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. One of the aspects of our Lenten observances which has long been understood by the Church is of Lent being a time when we reflect on the time that Jesus spent in the wilderness and the temptations he experienced there, which is recorded for us in our Gospel reading today. Matthew gives a full account of Jesus' time in the wilderness, which immediately follows his baptism by John the Baptist in the River Jordan. As Jesus is about to begin his public ministry, Matthew tells us how Jesus is led into the wilderness. Questions as to how he will fulfill his mission, what form would his public ministry take, may have been foremost in his mind. The temptations he faced offered quick answers to these questions. What better way to prove to the people that he was the Son of God than by turning stones into bread, or by throwing himself from the temple to be saved by angels, or by selling himself to the devil and becoming a populist leader playing on the fear and bigotry of the people? Jesus rejected all these temptations. He chose to remain faithful to his heavenly Father, witnessing only to the ways of God, proclaiming his love for all people. Jesus' experience in the wilderness puts our Lenten observances into context. We have recently come out of the Christmas Epiphany season of celebration, when we celebrated the incarnation, the coming of Jesus to live among us, his people. As his people, we are called to work with him in proclaiming the good news that in Jesus, God lives among us, sharing our lives. We face the same questions that Jesus faced as he entered the wilderness. How are we to fulfill our calling, the ministry that God has entrusted to us? Do we look for ways that will yield quick results which may not last? Do our actions proclaim the presence of God? Or do they really glorify ourselves and our fellowship? These are the questions which are highlighted by the temptations Jesus faced in the wilderness, the temptations we face every day, and as we enter this season of Lent, we seek to discern God's will for us and how we should live out our ministry, the ministry God has entrusted to us. When we look at these questions with open hearts and with honesty, God will guide us. He will steer us away from the temptations to seek the easy way, the comfortable way, the novel way, none of which may really help to grow the kingdom of God in the communities where we live. God will give us the strength we need to move forward. We will emerge from this season of Lent into the glorious light of Easter. We will arrive at Easter with the resurrected Jesus full of confidence, full of the love of God for us, full of enthusiasm to share our faith with others, ready to fulfill the ministry God has entrusted to us, as Jesus fulfilled the earthly ministry that God entrusted to him, his Son. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, and for our own ministry area, that the Church may worship God faithfully and serve only Him. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for the victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. We pray especially at this time for the people of Ukraine, the Holy Land, and the Sudan, that peace may be restored where there is conflict, and relief be brought to all who struggle. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. Help us to see you in our neighbours. Give us generous hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need, strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed, and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. Merciful Lord, grant your people grace to withstand the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and with pure hearts and minds to follow you, the only God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just before our final blessing, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gettigen. It's really good to have you with us. I wish you all a safe, healthy and peaceful week to come. And I do hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship as we continue our journey through the season of Lent. The Lord be with you. Christ give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, take up your cross and follow him. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.